In the last 7 chapters, we saw the various aspects of entrepreneurship. Now, the 8th chapter is about bringing it all together. At the end of the day, we need to create this business idea from an ideation stage, and we need to take it to actual business. So let's look at how that's going to be possible. The learning objectives of this particular session are: what are some of the tools and techniques that will help you move to the next phase of your business idea? Now that we have looked at the financial aspects, we looked at the value proposition, we've looked at the marketing that you're going to do, we talked about the markets as well as the customers, we talked about how a business idea is generated in various sections. Now, the whole idea is, this business idea is worth its while only when it becomes an actual business. So we need to use some tools and techniques which will help us move it to the next phase, which is basically an actual business. We'll also look at how do we create that network of people through which we can basically move our business idea into an actual business. Who are those people who are going to help you? Who are those people who are going to work with you, partner with you in order to create a success of a business? We will also create a pitch for these prospective people in your network, which could basically also end up being your prospective customers or other stakeholders. They could also include investors. See, every business needs support. No man can do it alone. So you need prospective customers, you need users, you need other stakeholders like suppliers, vendors, employees, as well as you need people who will put money into your business idea to basically create a business. So, investors. We will also look at some of the measures of success for you and your enterprise. At the end of the day, like they say, what gets measured gets done. So, essentially, we need to be able to measure what and how we are going to look at success of yourself as well as your enterprise. So these are the learning objectives of this session. Now, often what happens is, when you make these plans, it's quite possible that we get confused and maybe also consumed with self-doubt. We start doubting ourselves. Will this work? Will this idea actually get the type of benefits to the customers? And we also look at whether this business idea would actually create business and create profits. What happens is, when you get consumed with the self-doubt, you get paralyzed and you find it difficult to move forward. There are so many aspects, as we saw in the earlier chapters, that the enormity of the task, it tends to overwhelm us. We get confused as to where to start. Now, when we spoke to a lot of successful businessmen, one of the strategies that they used in order to basically be successful at the inception of their business idea was, just start. Start somewhere. Okay? Now, how do we decide where to start? So, in order to do that, you need to make an action plan. So, like you make a business plan, and in that business plan, you understand what are the different priorities and which has to be done when. A good action plan will give you a step-by-step plan which tells you what needs to be done and where you need to start, and probably also talks about what is the next thing that you need to do. This plan helps you to basically focus your energies, and it also helps you overcome your self-doubt, because you have something to do. See, human beings are basically such that, one is, we can spend a lot of time overthinking something, or on the other side, we basically want to do something, right? So when you make a business plan, it basically feeds into the second aspect, which is basically tells you what is it that you need to do. And it saves you from being consumed or from being overwhelmed. A typical action plan will have certain ingredients. Let's look at some of these ingredients and try to understand how we can incorporate that into our business plan. First thing that you want to look at is, What are the contacts that you need to make? Who are those people that you need to speak to? Who are those people you need to appeal to? Who are those people whom you need to communicate? And what is it that you need to communicate to them? The second thing that you may probably want to do is, basically your business plan will tell you how to prioritize various things and what information do you already possess and what information do you still need to get, which you can do research on. It also helps you create what is called a business pitch to the various people in your network. They could basically be to attract customers and other stakeholders, which could also include your investors. Now, the beginning of a business can be pretty lonely. If you're working from your own premise, you could feel isolated, and this adds to your self-doubt. So you need to create a group of like-minded contacts as part of your network on whom you can rely. These people could function as your user customers, they could be mentors, they could be partners, they could be suppliers, they could be vendors, or they could be investors. Graphically, if you were to represent this idea, it would look something like this. You, some of your friends who are like-minded, your family, friends' friends and their associates, old school and college contacts from your business, from your school, from your college, from your professional institutions, and the local business community in which you are going to operate. Now, make a list of all the people in your personal, social, and professional contacts, and create a list of people. Some of the qualities that you want to actually look for in these people should be that they possess the money and they would be willing to invest this in you and your idea. Okay? They also need to have a decent risk appetite. You also need to ensure that they are well connected with others who could also be useful to your business idea, and that they could also help you become successful, and whom they are willing to introduce to you. Most importantly, you need to look at people who are fun to work with. Your business network should also comprise of people who are able to get things done. They may possess skill sets which you could find useful, like in areas of finance, marketing, communication, administration, attention to detail, or they have experience in building up an enterprise. The next thing that you want to do is basically create your business pitch. Now, while creating your business pitch, you want to really think up of creating what is classically called an elevator pitch. Now, an elevator pitch is essentially a metaphor. It basically denotes that if you were to get into a lift with some of these stakeholders, how will you be able to quickly and concisely explain your business to them? Please understand that all these people are pretty busy people, and one of the things that they have is a paucity of time. How will you be able to enroll them by quickly and concisely telling them about the business that you have and impress upon them about what is it that you need, what support you need from them? The ideal pitch will basically inform them of what you want to do and how are you going to do it and what support you are seeking from them. In section 3, we looked at value proposition, right? So you can incorporate that also into your business pitch. Let us look at what are some of the things that we want to incorporate into your pitch. First, most important is your vision and the value proposition that you have. Okay? In a short elevator pitch, you are basically going to, in a nutshell, explain what is the problem that you are so keen about solving and why is it worth for the customers that you solve this problem. So the idea is basically to tell them what is it that you are going to do and How are you going to do it? And why is it worth the while for the customers? Because at the end of the day, it is these customers who are going to pay for the product or service that you are offering as a solution to their problem. Now, in one or two sentences, you should be able to write your pitch about the vision and the value proposition. What you need to do is probably imagine that you are writing it for a tweet, which basically says that you have 160 characters, which basically would be about two or three sentences, in which you will be able to communicate to them what you see in the future, which is your vision, and what is so important about it, which is the value proposition. The next thing that you may want to incorporate into your value, into your pitch, would be the problem. Now, here is where the qualities of your storytelling will basically come alive. The idea is to create the dramatis around the problem. What exactly is the problem, or what is the challenge? What is the gap that the customers are facing? Now, it could be basically a customer who could be an end user, or it could be another business whom you are pitching to. You need to bring in the passion and be able to identify whatever is the need, the gap, or the want that you have created a solution for. The next thing that you want to look at is, why is there the opportunity? So we will talk about the opportunity. Now, you need to talk about where is the target market, right? And these are the people whom you are going to offer the solution. And you're hoping that the people in this target market would basically be benefited by that solution. You will have more success if you design and focus on the most likely customer segment who would probably be able to want to take your solution and be able to pay for it. Now, prospective investors will find it very reassuring and realistic when they see that you have done your research, that you have actually gone in and understood the market, studied the market, looked at the customers, looked at the customers' needs and wants, and have arrived at this particular opportunity and why this opportunity is well worth investing time and effort in. Now, let's look further as to what could be incorporated into the opportunity segment. One, who are the customers and what are they like? What needs do they have? What wants do they have? What gaps are they facing, or what problems are they facing because your product or service is not there? Are they in sufficient number so that it makes it worth the while to solve that problem? And what could be the various methods that you could use in order to communicate with them and reach them? The next thing that you want to incorporate is, what is the solution? Okay. Now, this should be in the form of a narrative. It's like as if you are telling them a story, right? The presentation should be like you're actually telling them some sort of a story. The audience can first relate to the impact of your solution and the difference it will make in the lives of the customers or the businesses if you are basically aiming at a business market. Now, a solution should basically convince the stakeholder whom you are pitching to that it is worth solving this problem, and solving this problem in this particular manner that you are suggesting. We'd also want to incorporate, what is your essential business model? When you look at the business model, and when we looked at the business model earlier in the earlier chapters, we also talked about competition. So who are you going to basically compete with? What are your various types of competition? And where will the money for your business or from your business come from? How do you propose to make that money? What type of revenue streams can you anticipate by virtue of the product or service sale? Are some of the things that you want to basically build into your business model. Now, let's look at how you will determine success. Maybe because it's a new business or it's a startup, you may not be able to demonstrate a long history of sales, okay? Already, but you could have probably also be able to demonstrate that from your idea, you have got some traction from the market, and it has been well received when you were basically conducting your research from maybe focus group discussions that you have probably had. Okay, it could be probably some early interest by some people which you have captured in the voice of the prospective customer. It could also be some forward orders that you have received, some people who have basically shown enthusiasm and wanted to book your product. Or it could be also proof of concept, where you already run the business in a very small, limited format and are able to demonstrate some success from that. It could also be that you have won over a competition, or you have received some earlier funding. Some people have been willing to put their money where their mouth is by basically buying your idea. Or it could be probably just press coverage of your idea. These successes would basically be reassuring for your stakeholders to invest interest in your business idea. Let's look at some of the aspects of marketing. You may probably also want to showcase what are the target markets that you want to focus yourself on. Where are you going to focus your sales strategy? How are you going to present to the customers about your business idea? How and who will sell the idea? What type of channels are you going to use? Are you going to use probably a website? Are you going to use social media? Are you going to use face-to-face interface? And various other things that you are going to use in order to communicate with your marketplace. What tactics are you going to employ as part of your strategy, as part of your marketing strategy? It could also be, you need to also showcase what are the key messages and what are the key benefits and features and benefits that you are going to emphasize. In your pitch, you also need to cover the team that is going to work with you. You are basically trying to showcase why is it that the stakeholder needs to take a chance with you. What have been the previous achievements individually and collectively of this particular team? What skills, knowledge, experience, or track record do you and your team possess which makes you feel sure that you will be successful? What about others in the team? Who are those people in the team and what could be their background? People could be probably employees and also maybe partners or suppliers, vendors, employees who would probably work with you. You may also want to showcase your understanding of the financial part of it. Usually, investors and funders want to understand that you have a firm grasp on your finances and you discuss the assumptions behind the figures that you are quoting. Now, when you tell the customer that this is the size of the market, you may also want to showcase to him that there may be certain assumptions that you are making on the basis of which you are projecting this the revenue stream that you are talking about. It will also want to showcase what work have you already done in terms of forecasting your profit and loss and understanding what is the cost and the cost base involved. Now, this could probably be as to what is the cost that is going to procure those raw materials. You're talking about what is the production cost. You're talking about the logistic and the cost involved with logistics, the go-to-market strategies, your marketing costs, all the various things that basically go under the head of cost. And from that, you will be also be able to project some sort of a revenue stream and how that comes in. Further on financials, it's quite possible that you may not be able to, in a short duration of time, show them a lot of detailed spreadsheets and financial statements. However, some sort of a visual representation by virtue of graphs or something which you need to use in order to show the trends and a summary of the overall picture, so that you are able to demonstrate that you understand and you know you can manage the cash flow and control those costs. You also need to somewhere down the line showcase as to what would be the break-even point and where does that occur. It helps the prospective investors to understand as to when will they get the money back and what they can expect in return and probably by when they can expect the returns to flow in. Another thing that you want to showcase is the competition. You need to showcase the fact that you have already considered the competition and that you recognize where they could and in what form they would probably occur. Sometimes the competition is direct competitor, in which case you have a product or service and that particular solution that you are offering is an alternative to what is already existing in the market. So it's a clear choice between what you are offering and the other alternatives that are there in the marketplace. Sometimes the competition is indirect competitors, and you need to be able to showcase whether the competition is direct or indirect. In indirect, you could probably look at a home shopping delivery service could also have basically a retail outlet as an indirect competitor. Okay. Now, in terms of competition, you also want to demonstrate that the end customer will have a choice and that you are providing a viable or maybe even a better alternative, which will compel them to switch from what they are currently using in terms of product, supplier, experience, channel, product or service to what you are offering. You could probably also show that you have discovered that you are fulfilling an unmet need, and this could go a long way in basically enticing the stakeholder. You also want to look at how the investment plan, you want to showcase how the investment plan is, how the investment has been planned. Basically, what you are going to showcase is what funding do you need, whether you need it as a seed funding or do you want it as growth funding in order to develop your business. At what stage is your business and what type of funding would you require in order to take the idea forward? The investors would want to know some details about how you intend to use the fund. What is the plan of how you're going to use the money that they are going to invest? They would want to know some financial details so that they will be able to assess whatever your plans are and come to a conclusion that it is realistic and they are able to judge the prospects of making a return on their investment. At the end of the day, most investors are basically interested in the return of investment. And your financial details should basically include the financial details so that they can realistically estimate as to and understand the prospect that when, how there is going to be a return on their investment. You may also, like in the earlier sessions, we spoke about how do they need to assess what is your exit strategy, what are your long-term plans, and how do you intend to divest yourself? Are you going to pass it on, build it up, or are you going to sell it off? Investors would want to understand as to how long will it take before they get their investment back, as well as in what form will they get their investment back. Whether it is going to be through equity, which is basically a share in the ownership, or is it going to be through dividends, or is it going to be through other means? What returns can they expect is going to be, you know, as everybody, what's in it for me? And you need to answer that question for your investors and your stakeholders. Another thing that you can also look at bringing into your pitch is basically a prototype or a demonstration. The purpose of your pitch is to create a favorable impression and a memorable opportunity. And nothing impresses like a physical demonstration. So whether you have a prototype, which is an earlier manifestation or a mock-up for physical product or model, or probably a simulation, which basically goes up to say that a picture or an experience is worth much more than 1,000 words. You need to ensure that the proper environment is available while you are making your demonstration so that it is undisturbed and it impresses your investors and stakeholders. You need to ensure that you have practiced it and it works through smoothly. It has to stand up for the enthusiastic testing. So if anybody from the audience who are listening to you want to test it, if they feel it is appropriate, then you should be able to face that testing that the audience wants to put onto you. Let's now look at some of the secrets of success. Now you need to understand that there are no guarantees when it comes to success of starting a new business. Okay, everybody defines success differently. Okay, you need to look at how you have defined your success. Now, it's not necessary that success is only profit. Profit, of course, is definitely one of the most important aspects of business. But at the same time, all businesses need not be purely defined only by profit. Successful business basically is one that is profitable and sustainable over a long run. Nobody is in for a fly-by-night operation. So you need to ensure that you make profit, but at the same time, it's long-term. And in the long run, it will continue making that profit. The build-up could probably be slowly, that you're going to make profits, less profits, because at the beginning of your business, it's more of investing, and then over a period of time, getting profits in. But at the same time, it also, over a period of time, should be sustainable. You need to also understand that it is meaningful, and the definition of success is highly individualistic. It needs to be sensible to focus. Most important is that the business should be sensible and should focus on mitigating the risks of failure. So the idea is to ensure that it is profitable and successful and sustainable in the long run and does not run into the risk of failure. Some other points on success would be, essentially, there are four factors which you may want to consider, okay? And you need to also, if necessary, do extensive research into this particular area. One is seek advice and support from your local economic agencies. Now, every area you will find, in every market you will find that there are certain people who will basically be able to help you. And we looked at some of these sources in section 2. Okay, so whatever in your local area, it could probably be the local business community, it could be an association, it could be a federation, it could be government support agencies. You need to basically get advice and support from them. You need to also join some sector, whichever industry you are basically operating in. You need to take membership in the industry body of that particular segment and make use of their advice and use their referrals also. Your own network, which may also comprise of entrepreneurs and small businesses who have probably also worked or walked in the same path that you are currently walking in, and take advice and referrals from them. And most importantly, please get yourself a legal expert and an accountant. We are looking forward to you taking your business idea and making it a grand business success. Wish you all the very best. Thank you.